Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our great friend, Madison, from the Southwood County Humane Society, as we lean into our Pet of the Week. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. Good to hear. We want to send a big shout out, of course, to our great friends over at Current Technologies. Current Technologies sponsoring this segment, along with our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. Snuggle up with a new friend this cold season. There is someone waiting for you, and when the power goes out, contact Current Technologies, Inc., your local platinum Kohler generator dealer. Don't be left in the dark. Call 715-887-4444 to get more information. That's 887-4444 to get more information about Kohler's standby generator today. Madison, who are we talking about today? Who are we featuring?
Today we're talking about Pete. Mm. Pete is a little pity kiddo that we have had since May of last year. Mm. Pete came into us as a stray, so we did not have a lot of background history on him at all. It was kind of a trial of error of trying to figure out what his behaviors were, that kind of situation. Pete cannot be in a home with cats. He will chase them. It's not a good situation. Yeah. Pete also does not do well with the shelter environment. So he's actually located at a board and train in our area that kind of helps with him and is able to offer him boarding and training to work on some of his behaviors that he has. Pete did not do well with a lot of dogs when he first came to us. We were doing lots of dog intros, and he just was not a very big happy camper about other dogs. Being at the board and train, he actually is doing fantastic over there with dogs. He's starting to make new friends. He's starting to learn how to play. But Pete is just one of our kiddos that we've had for a very long time, so we're trying to find him a home. Yeah. Pete is 5 years old. He is up to date on vaccines, neutered, and microchipped. He's just a big snuggle bug. He wants to be put in pajamas. He wants to snuggle and get his morning snuggles every morning.
He just
loves to play. He loves frisbees. He will shred them. He is just the happiest boy in the world.
I'm becoming a big fan of Pete. I'm finding a kinship with Pete. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. When it comes to an animal like Pete that has some complications sort of things to him with other animals and that, is you mentioned that he's doing better now with other dogs. So I appreciate this being able to come up and everything, because I think that when we talk about dogs sometimes, we talk about dogs that are, that dog's gone or that dog's too far gone or whatever. I don't know if I've ever talked to somebody that has said that actually knows what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. I genuinely believe that almost every dog can be reached no matter what happens. This is very important, of course, with the idea of fighting dogs and some of these things, but dogs that come from situations that are rough too. And we had a situation, it feels like it was a couple years ago now. It wasn't that long ago, but where there was a place that had like 300 some dogs at it and everything. And one of those dogs I actually took in. Mm-hmm. It was easily one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life, giving him back. Because it wasn't working. He bit my papa. He was just a little rough. And but it was better for the dog. It was the best thing for the dog. So we bring the dog back. About a month later, this was at a Humane Society, a little south of the Adams Society. She calls me about a month later and says, what's your email again? I want to send you something. And she sends me a link with a video of Zero, of my dog, with his three friends that he had at that group of people and stuff, running his tail off and couldn't be getting along with dogs better. And it was a month. It was a month and he was better. And not to say that every dog can do that, but the idea that a dog can't be rehabilitated or something. Don't put people stuff on animals. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Yep. Oh, it's not fair. It's not right. And it's not accurate.
Yep. I mean, we have our limitations, obviously, with the Humane Society. We have to make sure we are placing safe animals into homes. Obviously, if it's an animal that's going to bite every single person that's going to come in the building, that's not an animal we sadly can place. But when it comes down to animals with behaviors that are easily workable with. So yeah, he doesn't get along with cats. That's perfectly okay. He's going to chase them. So obviously a home without other cats. And dogs, being over at the board and train, he's doing fantastic over there. So he's had time to get worked with. He gets to have those time to be worked with. And we have that availability to work with him for that. And he's a dog that we don't think it would be something where we couldn't place him. He obviously is a very lovable boy and really just needs a unicorn home, sadly. It is one of those things that they are kind of hard to come by, because unicorn homes, it's very special. There are special restrictions we have. So of course, he is going to be a little bit harder of a placement for that unicorn home. But when the perfect home comes along, it it's going to come along and it's going to be the best fit for what he needs.
And there's a family out there that is going to be benefited from having a minute. These guys bring such a love and organic caring and sweetness to them that just is contagious and wonderful to have around. If people want to know more about him, how can they find out more? Is he on the is there a picture of him on the website or anything?
Yep, there are pictures of him on the website, so that's going to be at swchs.com. Pete, again, is just our little black and white pity we've had. He's been with us for 294 days, so again, trying to hopefully find him a home before we hit that 1 year mark, but he is looking for his forever home. He just wants to snuggle up and be in pajamas.
I love that. How are other things going on at the shelter? Is there anything we can help out with as a community? Anything going on over there that you want us to know about?
Yeah, we are in very desperate need of dog wet food. Adult wet food and puppy wet food. With our summer season approaching, we are very, very low. Our shelves, we are down to one shelf of wet food. So we are definitely in very high need of puppy wet food and adult wet food for dogs. Obviously, always kitten supplies as well, because kitten season is right around the corner. We just officially hit kitten season last week with our first pregnant mom. So we are definitely coming up on the season very, very quickly.
Yeah, you want to we want to keep ahead of this, so anytime we can help with those things, it's a great idea for people to drop that off or what have you. And if people want to do that kind of thing, dropping things off, if they want to look into volunteering opportunities and all that, how can they reach you, Madison?
Yeah, all of our information about volunteering or donation drop-offs, all of that is going to be on our website. Donations can be dropped off during our business hours on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 11 to 6 and Saturdays 10 to 4. If you are interested in volunteering, we are going to be opening up those applications in the next 2 weeks.
Cool. Very cool. Good to hear. We're looking forward to that. And I'm already looking forward to you joining us next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. We encourage you to visit our friends when they open their doors, when you're able to. They're at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out more at the website Madison was talking about, swchs.com. Be sure to follow them on social media, too. It's a great follow, great way to keep up with things at our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society. Thanks so much for the time, Madison.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate you. We appreciate our friends over at Current Technologies as well being our sponsor this week. Big shout out to Current Technologies and, of course, our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society. Snuggle up with a new friend this cold season. There is someone waiting for you. And when the power goes out, contact Current Technologies, Inc., your local Platinum Kohler generator dealer. Don't be left in the dark. Call 715-887-4444 today. That is 887-4444 to get more information about Kohler standby generator today. We'll have another pet of the week for you next week on Thursday, right in this time slot on the morning show at WFHR. We'll be back with more just after this. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Big shout out to our friend Madison and the Southwick County Humane Society with our pet of the week. That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Be sure to learn more about the pet of the week and plenty of things going on at the Southwick County Humane Society at swchs.com. And wherever you're listening to us, you probably have a great humane society in your area, in your zip code. We encourage you to reach out to them, find out ways that you can help and help their friends over there and all that.
Yep, indeed.
There's a lot of ways you can do that. Oh, I want to get into some entertainment news with you, Seth. And Ryan Reynolds is a very rich man.
Richer man, I guess. He's probably had plenty of money already. But anyway, yes.
Ryan Reynolds is about to make some serious bank, probably a lot more than he's pocketed for Deadpool 3. His company, Mint Mobile, is being sold to T-Mobile for $1.35 billion. That's billion with a B.
That's billion with a B.
He started this with some friends as a way to make cheap mobile phones, or not mobile phones, but mobile carrier.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
A $15 service that gives you all the bells and whistles that the $90 one does.
Yes.
And in doing so, he created something here. He did something. I think it helped him being the spokesperson for it.
Of course, yes.
They did a great job of, instead of spending money on advertising, putting that money into the company and just having him be the spokesperson.
Yep.
You know, you've got it built into the
building. Right there, yeah. You know, and he's very good at it, too. Yeah.
He is very good at it, yes. So one of the key things to the Ryan is a 25% stakeholder in Mint Mobile, which means he's going to make a ton. It's not clear how much, and it really doesn't. It's not our issue.
Yeah, really.
He issued a statement saying, quote, "We're so happy T-Mobile beat out an aggressive last minute bid from my mom."
Jeez.
He also, in the same article, went on to say, like, I never saw myself as a mobile carrier, like owning a mobile company or anything like that. Like, let alone having it turn into this.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And for some reason, Ryan's Mint Mobile commercials, he'll still be a part of them. He's still the spokesperson for it.
Okay.
He's going to take keep that up with the company. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, even bigger than Ryan Reynolds, is the prices are going to stay the same. That was a big part of this deal.
Okay.
They could not make the sale. They would not make the sale because they had other companies, like Verizon, AT&T, mm-hmm. some other companies
were bidding
on this, but they would not agree to that. T-Mobile was the only ones that agreed to, we're going to keep everything the same. That's part of the reason why T-Mobile wanted it. Mm-hmm. They've been trying to get in on the prepaid market, but they haven't been able to. Mm-hmm. So now they've got that. Why try to do it yourself if it's already done?
Right.
I'm just going to look in my pocket here and get with the $1.35 billion out. And buy it. But this was actually cheaper for T-Mobile to do than them trying to do it on their own mm-hmm. and start a whole ad campaign.
Because, it's a known quantity. Mint, you know, people know it. They've seen it on the internet. You know, their advertising campaign was very successful. So, it makes all the sense in the world for T-Mobile. I'm somewhat ambivalent about it, though. I kind of like the idea of more of an independent, you know, more competition is always a good thing, you know, in any business, especially where, you know, there's only two or three big carriers mm-hmm. in that business. So I understand why they did it. You know, it makes sense, you know, make some bank, like you said.
Yes.
And Ryan Reynolds is only about, like you said, a quarter. So mm-hmm. it wasn't, he was part of the decision, but it wasn't just his decision. Yeah. It was with his partners, whoever they were. So, I get totally why they did it and everything. And I'm glad that they're trying to keep that way. The only thing is that I think T-Mobile, when they own it, they can change that at any time.
Exactly. They say it's in the contract, but I mean, how many times have we heard a contract before? I don't know how that's going to go.
We'll see.
I hope it stays the same.
I do too.
I'm with you, though. I wish there was 90 phone providers.
Me too. Absolutely.
There should be.
Yeah.
There should be. The idea of a company buying another company, I get that. That's a part of capitalism. That's a part of mm-hmm. the American way and everything. There's a line in the sand with a monopoly. And we have that. I wonder if we don't need a line before monopoly, though.
I'm with you 100%. Because if you only have like one or two companies that have everything of this certain industry, that's only two. I mean, nominally they're competitors, but it's easy. You can make a phone call and say, hey, we're going to set our price like this. You cool? And that's it. And then you can price fix things really easily.
You may not like it, but it's an apt metaphor, everybody. What's happening to Lamar Jackson right now in the NFL? It's collusion, and they all know it.
Yep.
Everybody knows it, but nobody is nobody's able to like prove it or anything like that.
And I'm guessing it's illegal.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be able to do that, right?
Yeah. Very illegal.
Yeah.
But they're, nobody's like doing anything about it because they don't like Lamar Jackson as his own agent. They don't like certain things about the way he has handled this process, which is on him. But it's also on them that 32 owners have come together to decide, hey, we're not going to give this guy. If you don't think that your owner doesn't want Lamar Jackson, as far as outside of the Kansas City Chiefs that have a Patrick Mahomes or somebody that, anybody would want Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
It's the essence of, but he did this, so we don't want to let him get away with it. We're going to put our foot in the ground. They did the same thing to Kevin Garnett in the NBA back in the day
mm-hmm.
when Minnesota gave him that
Timberwolves,
insane deal. They're like, well, we can't have this. We got to make sure that this doesn't happen again. Mm-hmm. So we're going to all agree we're not going to go over this pay threshold, and that's what happened. And then the NBA did what they did.
It's the same thing. It's so hilarious because they make all these things to keep themselves from spending money. It's ridiculous. Ugh.
Change out the NFL owners with phone companies or any other business, and you've got this situation that can happen where they just do you think rich people don't talk? Like, what do you think is going on here? Like, they don't have a whole lot of other people they talk to than other billionaires and other millionaires and stuff.
Ugh.
Of course they're colluding. They're human beings.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah.
How the mobile thing and all that, the phone providers and stuff going forward.
Yeah, exactly.
As I've said before, I signed a phone contract about a year ago. Worst contract of my life. I cannot wait until it's done. Mm-hmm. I will never sign another phone contract.
No.
I don't care if it's my own father telling me, Jimmy, this is great. No, I'm sorry, Dad. not doing it. Netflix. The subtitles on Netflix are already pretty decent, but if they're not to your liking, you can do something about it. Netflix now allows you to choose from 3 text sizes, small, medium, large. You can also choose from 4 colors. There's the default white text with a black background, and black text with a white background. And yellow text with a black background.
Okay.
These options were previously only available on the web, but 77% of Netflix streaming is on large screens like smaller TVs and TVs connected to the other devices.
Right, right.
So if that's you, then you finally have your subtitles your way.
Okay,
subtitles
that's cool.
are becoming more important.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you 100%.
I think that's interesting. I think that one of the things that I appreciate is the creativity behind, like, you know, because you have to have every streaming service, every service period has to have a different way of doing this because all these are copywritten.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So if I'm doing it this way at Amazon, you can't do it the same way at Netflix.
Yeah.
But I like the creativity of it. Like, there's one, I think it's Amazon, I'm not sure which one it is actually, where they put it over by the person that's talking.
Yeah, that's right. That's been a newer thing, which makes a lot more sense considering, especially if you're a deaf person, it helps, I'm guessing, a lot. Mm-hmm. So you can really help follow the story. I mean, in general, I'm sure you're okay. But sometimes when people are speaking over each other, that makes it a lot harder to do that. On a personal note, Beth and I, generally when we watch something, we put subtitles on now. Partially because we don't want to turn up the volume too loud.
Right.
Because our kids are usually in bed by the time we watch something. Mm-hmm. But also because some of the sound design on shows hasn't been the best lately.
Nope.
And you can't understand what they're saying. So you need to have it down there so you know what's going on in the plot.
The amount of money they spend on these things, and the stuff is too dark sometimes.
Yes, you can't see anything. Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
But. Yeah, and as a sound guy, you know, that bugs me.
Yeah,
it's like, come on, you're putting together this big show, you're spending millions of dollars, you can't have a decent soundtrack? Come on, man!
What bad acting is to me has got to be that for you.
Oh,
it's got to be the equivalent
bad
of that
sound
for
design,
you,
no. Mm-mm.
I also bring this up too, and I think that this is becoming more of a thing because we're actually starting to give a dang about people with disabilities.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, we're actually not just saying it, we're actually going to do some stuff to actually show, hey, we actually do care.
Yep.
I don't care why, you know, money-wise, all these things and stuff, what it costs, like, get it done. Like, there's no reason in the world that the deaf people shouldn't be able to enjoy this stuff. It's bad enough that we haven't figured out how people with that are blind can't enjoy entertainment
as exactly.
much. Right, exactly. Making more entertainment for blind people.
Yeah, and the cool thing is that they're getting more what's called descriptive audio for shows where it describes what's going on, which if you've ever watched TV with a blind person, you do that anyway.
Yes.
So it's nice that they can do it alone now. They don't have to have someone sitting with them to describe certain things. So
I think it's late. We should have been doing this a long time ago, of course.
I agree.
I am glad that the progress is being made, that we are starting to do some things. We've got a long way to go. There's a lot of work left to be done on that, but it is cool to be seeing this, like, more, not just the creative part of things, but the more important part of it, helping people that need this, that could use this, and deserve this.
Yeah.
They're no different than the rest of us. They deserve
humans,
these things.
Mm-hmm.
So an interesting kind of thing. Now, do you when you're doing the do you have a certain, like, way you like it? Do you like it with the black, white background?
I just usually use the default. It's usually white, you know, and that's fine with me. The yellow is like, I understand why some people like it because it's easier to see.
Yeah.
It distracts me. The color is just too weird, you know, kind of something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just go with the standard white when I'm doing that. So
I like, on Disney, you can really, like, they got a huge thing on there.
Yep.
So many languages, and you can change, like, the color and stuff.
Yep.
And I kind of like that one. I like the way you do that. Mine's blue.
You like it blue?
Yeah.
Nice.
I use subtitles a little bit in part because my hearing is getting worse, and I hate that, and I'm very worried about that. But also, there's, like, watching The Mandalorian, and there's words that they'll say, like, what was that?
Yeah, exactly.
So I can actually see how it's spelled or something like that. I like that. That helps me, like, not only remember stuff, but it just is another fun part of the show to me.
Well, if it's like a science fiction show and they go to all these planets, you know, now you can know what they actually are saying.
Yes,
oh, that's what that's called. Okay.
I think that's kind of fun. I think that's kind of a cool part of it. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick commercial break, get to Melissa's news. When we come back, we got pop culture events that you won't believe were only 3 years ago.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is going to be this is going to be interesting. I have not looked ahead on this one.
I have not
looked ahead to see what is in store for us. But as we wrap up our entertainment section here, I did want to let everybody know that doesn't know, the National Curling Championship is coming to Wausau this week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. The curling will kick off today in Wausau, and teams from around the country will be facing off in sports sometimes called the Chess on Ice. 24 teams from across the country will compete for the title in the Bonspiel.
Bonspiel,
thank you. Yep, or you curling tournament.
Yep.
With finals held on Sunday for the annual USA Curling National Club Championship.
Very cool.
It's pretty cool, and it's going on right here in central Wisconsin.
We love it.
You're able to attend that. We encourage you to. And please let us know how it went. Seth and I aren't able to go. We'd love to hear how this went. Take some pictures, you know, put it on our Facebook page or something. We'd love to hear about it.
I kind of make fun of curling, say, you know, it's much more fun to do than watch, but it can get pretty suspenseful at times when you get down to that last rock and you don't know if they're going to knock the other guy out of the thing. It's kind of cool, actually. So
sport goes back to the early 1500s in Scotland. became an Olympic sport in 98.
It took that long to become an Olympic sport?
That's interesting.
Wow. Huh,
The U.S. Olympic team has often included many Wisconsinites.
Yes, so, totally makes sense. I'm sure there's a few Minnesotans in there, too.
I was going to say, plenty of Midwesterners in there, yeah.
I'm guessing the Canadians are the team to beat, though, you know. Mm.
If you're able to attend, encourage you to do so. Enjoy. Have a fun time.
Yeah.
I want to send a shout-out to WPR, Wisconsin Public Radio, for the story as well, and a big thank you to Rob Mentzer for the article.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Seth and James here with you.
Mm-hmm.
Taking you to the top of the hour was nothing but fun. We got some another commercial break to get to before then, and we got to get to this, Seth.
Okay.
Can you believe it has been 3 years since the pandemic lockdowns?
Oh, it's, wow, yes and no. It's one of those things where it seems like yesterday, but yet seems so long ago.
Yeah, there's things like that that happen. We have a lot of our building and movement and a lot of that tied to the pandemic. So whenever I think about this stuff, immediately take it to work and take it to the building and all the movement, and ownership changes and all these things, and even staff changes and growth in that department. So that's where my mind immediately goes.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like, it feels like it was at least 5 years ago we were in the old building.
It does seem that long, doesn't it?
Like, it at least feels 5 years ago that it was we were in the old building.
It's only been a year, yeah.
I there's no building I've probably spent more time in my whole life than that building, and yet it feels like it was at least 5 years ago. It's so weird.
Isn't that remarkable?
And I didn't look ahead on this list because I want to be blown away like you guys are and stuff. So
right.
Number one, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira performing at the Super Bowl halftime show. Just 1 month before the lockdown started.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even remember they did the halftime show.
I remember sort of that Super Bowl, but you're right. No, I don't remember at all the halftime show.
At the beginning of the pandemic, Nick Cannon only had 3 kids. That number has changed to 12.
Wow.
I don't think we have to worry about the human population as long as we got Nick.
Nick Cannon, yeah.
As long as we got Nick. Everyone had just seen Parasite, that movie. Everybody was talking about that.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Peanut died and was reincarnated as Baby Peanut. Remember the Super Bowl ad? I forgot about that.
They referenced that this year, too, in their ad. Yeah.
That feels like it was at least 10 years ago. Weird. Oh, that's weird.
Man, ads, they go so quick, though. I mean, it seems like forever.
They have some dating things here, like Megan Fox was with Brian Austin Green. She's been since remarried, I think, Machine Gun Kelly, or they were engaged or something like that. Zayn Malik was with some gig person. J-Lo was with A-Rod. Another set of initials with her. Another set of initials. I don't know. Can't keep track of this stuff.
Who wants to, really? We don't need to do that.
Everyone was watching Tiger King.
I remember.
Everyone but Melissa. Like, I asked her about this the other day, actually. I think it was yesterday when she was in Tuesday when she was in with us. And something came up, and I don't remember how it was. And I remember, off air, was saying to her, that whole Tiger King situation was very cringy.
Yeah.
Like, I remember... I watched it because it was there was barely anything to talk about non-pandemic related.
Good grief, yes.
We just wanted to get away from talking about COVID and the pandemic and just give me something to talk about. And everybody kind of went to this one little bit of entertainment that we hadn't all already watched, you know, that Netflix just so happened to coincidentally release right then.
It's at that like, time, yeah.
They didn't release it because of the pandemic.
No.
They just, it time-wise, happened to work out. So we all like gravitated towards it. And I think a lot of us look back at that as like, I don't want to talk about that. Like like that dark thing that you did or that one.
Yeah,
that what,
that's right.
I mean, I don't know. I think
everyone felt like they were slumming for
everybody's
that.
Everybody's had that slumming moment in their personal life. And I think you know what I'm talking about. And,
oh, yeah. Oh,
and yeah. That, it was the equivalent of that. It was. I don't know what you're talking about. That never happened.
Yeah, yeah. I never saw that.
I don't even know.
I did not buy Hootie and the Blowfish's album. I did not.
Exactly.
I did not.
Those guilty pleasures. That's what it was. But it was a guilty pleasure that we were all on the same page
exactly.
with, it felt like. And I feel like it was funny, too, because this is one thing I do remember. Being excited to talk about it and all that. And like almost the very next day, hey, this is kind of cringy, right? this is kind of awkward.
Your guilt starts right
yeah,
away.
It's yeah.
Like, oh. Should I have done that? Ooh.
Which is pretty much how those kind of things usually go.
That's true.
Billie Eilish had just made a Grammy history by winning the Big Four, which Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Best New Artist.
Very cool.
She feels like she's been around for 10 years now.
Again, another thing.
Yeah.
It's only been 3.
People made a big deal about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt's reunion at the SAG Awards.
Oh, brother.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced they're leaving the royal family.
That was 3 years ago?
Wow. Wow.
Now, that one seems like it was more recent.
Mm-hmm.
That's an odd one.
That one does seem like it was a lot more recent.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Pandemic nostalgia is what they are calling this.
Ew.
And I hate that.
That's gross. I don't want
to. We don't have to label everything.
Come on now.
Sometimes things are just a thing. Like, you don't have to label everything. Like, quit putting names and all that stuff to everything. It's driving me nuts.
I get it. Okay. You know, it was a big deal. And everyone experienced it, just everyone. I mean, that was something we all shared. But it's only been 3 years. How can we have nostalgia for something that happened 3 years ago?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
There was a Netflix show, Cheer, that people were talking quite a bit about leading into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Tiger King thing kind of like blew all that away.
Yeah.
But also, like the Love is Blind thing was big to a lot of people. Oh, The Invisible Man was one of the biggest movies. That was huge.
Wow.
It went really big. I remember Steph and I talking about it on air because she went to go see it and stuff.
Really? Okay.
So
I don't even remember that. My goodness.
Sonic the Hedgehog and Bad Boys for Life had just come out. So those were really huge as well. I forgot about that. Interesting. So, yeah, there's some interesting stuff there. I think it gets even more interesting if you look at your own personal life and look at things like in your timeline, if you're, you know, if you're a social media user or just looking in your own, like in your own background, looking through maybe your notes or if you write checks, looking in your checkbook, if you have that kind of stuff and seeing. Because I think this is interesting. I think it's fascinating if you look at it for yourself.
Yes.
Looking at your own personal history.
Yeah. And I got to say, I really don't want to measure my life by who was dating who in Hollywood at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Can we not do that so much, please?
Yeah.
That's very annoying.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
It would be nice. People were still making jokes about the TV, the movie Cats.
That's right, because that came out right before that year, the end of the year before. I forgot about that.
So one of the interesting things about the pandemic, and as far as like those people are concerned, one of the positives was like the bad things like that, that they just kind of got ran over because there were so much more important things to talk about.
Yep.
So a lot of the people like, you know, that were in that movie, they just wish they were not in that movie.
Oh, man.
They're very thankful for a lot of this. Like, hey, anything to talk about other than cats?
Cats, no, please don't talk.
I haven't seen the movie, but every little bit I've seen of it looks like one of the worst things ever created.
Yes,
like, period. Not just one of the worst movies, one of the worst creations ever.
It's nice to know that in this day and age, when everything in movies is planned to the nth degree, that they can still churn out a really horrible product every now and then.
Mm.
There's something comforting in that.
Yes.
They spend and lose millions of dollars. And everyone can get blamed for it. Yes. You know, everyone can do plenty of blame to go There's around.
Plenty. You get some blame. You get some blame. You some blame. You in the back, you get some.
Yeah.
Another weird one. We had 7 people running for the Democratic nomination.
Oh, jeez. That's right. Oh, my gosh.
I don't remember it accurately, but I believe that they figured out who was going to run by an arm contest.
Arm wrestling?
Arm wrestling contest. Something like that.
Wait, I think people would pay closer attention to politics if it were down to that. If it were arm wrestling. And hey, what's a better way of choosing a president? I don't know. Do you have a better way of choosing a president?
I mean, let's figure it out. Yeah. You know, let's go ahead and try some things here. Because, we were so unified and happy back then. That's what a lot of people will tell you. That's what a lot of people think. I think that is the definition of nostalgia, though.
Yeah, true, true.
Now, I'm not saying whether we got along more, we got along less then to now. I don't know, and I don't know how you would prove any of that.
No,
but I do think that it does say something, because I think most of us with good memories will tell you, well, things were still kind of rough then. They were pretty rough to begin with already. And then, you know, the political storm didn't help anything. And then the pandemic got put on top of all of that.
You know, it's because I think the first couple of months of the lockdown, I think you could say that people seem to be, you know, really coming together for a lot of, you know, because we were all sharing the same thing. We were that same situation. We were all in that. But you're right. It did not take long. Then the politics started to come into it about, you know, masks and all this stuff. And then, of course, we had the riots and I should say protests more than riots that happened because of the killing of George Floyd. You have to remember that happened during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I don't really feel nostalgic about that part, because the other thing about nostalgia, like you were saying, is it glosses over all that stuff.
Right.
You don't talk about the bad stuff or the important, you know, the uncomfortable stuff that happened.
And that's not factual. That's not history. That's not the way that we're supposed to do this. Yeah. We're supposed to hand down facts and truth to the younger generation.
It happened.
Supposed to tell. Yeah. It's the way it's supposed to be, at least. We're not supposed to make up history. We're not supposed to excuse certain things just because they're uncomfortable or you don't like it. Mm-hmm. That's not the way life works. I shouldn't have to tell you life isn't perfect, and that's part of the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Social distancing was not something any of us had ever even heard of.
Nope.
Social distancing was that thing that you did in line because you like maybe somebody smelled or something like that, or you just didn't want to be too close to that person because you didn't like the cut of their jib or whatever. Like, you know. We had never heard of that, though. There was no such thing as social distancing.
And there's still tags on the floor you can see. Yeah. 6 feet apart. And the little markers down there, they're still around. So we do have reminders everywhere.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
We will take a break right here. We'll come back, have some more fun with you, and take you to the top of the hour on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Locally grown radio with Seth and James. Man, I love this beat. That guitar. That's a great guitar.
I love it.
We're going to get into some That Ain't Right stories before, of course, we get you some good stories of the day to wrap everything up. And boy, this is a doozy. You've probably seen a police show where a cop gets fired, but he secretly returns to work because he just can't let go of that last case. It's a good storyline. It's a plot that's worked for many TV shows.
I don't
think
it's ever happened, ever.
But it's a fun storyline and everything. Well, a man in Georgia was arrested for impersonating an officer recently, and it turned out that he used to be a real cop.
Oh, I guess apparently it did happen at least once. Okay.
But was let go several weeks before. The thing is, when he was caught, he was in uniform, casually directing traffic.
Huh?
Some officers were in the area, and they noticed that he wasn't wearing a patch. They asked him who he was, and he said that he was an officer for the Taliban Police Department. They called to confirm, and that's when the officials in Taliban said he was no longer working for them. It's unclear why the guy was directing traffic. Now, it should be noted that he was not doing a bad job at it. I mean, there was no injuries, there was no accidents or anything like that. But I've talked to quite a few police officers before, and the ones that have had to do this say that it's like one of their least favorite things to do.
Yeah, it's not a fun job. No, not at all. The thing is interesting is that so he obviously knew that you can't wear the patch if you're not a police officer. Mm-hmm. That's illegal. That is literally so he actually took it off so he wouldn't be doing that illegally, even though he was directing traffic. Boy, that's a really strange story.
I'm not sure.
Very strange.
I really do have a lot of follow-up questions for this one. I really do.
I want to see that cop show.
Yes, yes.
I want to see, it's one episode long because it's just him directing traffic.
All right.
Okay, stop it. Stop doing that.
Same storyline. Officer gets fired, and he still has this case that he has to solve. Only the case is like this one streetlight that just is a nuisance for traffic goers and everything. So he's bound and determined. All the same action, same music, yeah. All that stuff, intensity and everything, and just this stare down of him and this street lamp, this streetlight,
with dramatic cutaways and yeah.
I want all of it. I want the Law and Order music. I want everything.
Yeah, one episode. That's all it'll last.
No. That thing was canceled as we were talking about it. We just got canceled.
Oh man. That was the next big idea.
It was going to be something.
Yeah.
We're going to turn it into something. I was going to star in it. I was already trading. Texas DJ is where we're going next. Okay. And we have to talk about this story, Seth, for number of reasons. Of course, being the radio people we are and the lovers of the radio industry that we are.
That's true.
And of course, we are the we cover Guinness World Records better than anybody.
Yeah, we're very good at that.
A Texas woman whose career in radio spans more than 71 years was awarded a Guinness World Record for her tenure in broadcasting.
71 years.
One of my new heroes, Miss Mary McCoy. Guinness World Records said Mary McCoy was awarded the record for the longest career as a radio presenter / DJ when her time in the industry was verified at 71 years, 357 days on February 15th.
Wow.
Congratulations, Mary.
Congratulations. Nice.
McCoy got her start working 5 days a week as a radio host at the age of 12.
Oh, jeez.
She beat the previous record by more than 3 years, Guinness said.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, growing up, my dream was to get into the entertainment business. I started out singing at talent shows and was asked to audition for a radio show. She tells Guinness, they liked what they had heard, and I started working for a KMCO radio on April 20th, 1951, during a 15-minute singing program.
How about that?
The now 85-year-old still hosts the two-hour country classics show 6 days a week on KVST K-Star Country in Huntsville.
Nice.
McCoy also had a music career in addition to her DJ duties and once shared the stage with Elvis Presley when the singer and his band joined her for a few songs back in 55.
Well, whoa. Right at the beginning of Elvis. That's something. Wow, that's cool.
Man, I love when we hear about these people that feel like, well, how have we not all known about Mary McCoy before? Like, it feels like she should be a household name almost.
Man, and we are here to tell you, that is not easy in the radio business. There's a reason people do not stay in the radio business. And she's 71 years. That is remarkable. Okay, any industry for 71 years is amazing.
For one, radio has traditionally been a boys' club.
Oh, 100%.
It's very hard to get women in the radio. It's changed a lot in the last 20 years, but for almost any, and it doesn't matter what we're talking about, whether it's on-air work, salespeople, anything like that, it's been hard.
Even when we were growing up, I don't remember hearing many female voices on the radio.
And here you have a woman who's not only done this for 71 years, but did this in a market and in a place that you don't always see that.
Exactly.
So a kudos to that market, to that fan base for supporting her and helping her. That you know, you're nowhere without your fan base, without your supporters, and that goes a long way. Also really noteworthy, she was 12. She was 12 doing this. Like, so her voice changed.
Yeah.
During her career, you would think that would, like, we've seen this happen to child actors where their voice changes or they stop being cute.
And they're done. And
never see them again.
Yep.
Like, so that's a credit to her, too, as well. And, well, you know, to Seth's point, whether it's money, whether it is new ownership changes, a format change, there's a billion things that can derail your career to where you're out of the game. You're out of radio. And, I, you know, anybody will tell you it's one of the hardest industries once you're out of to get back into.
Oh, 100%.
This lady knew that. And like, I mean, it feels like she knew that because she never left.
I mean, it marvels. It just that she was able to keep, you know, that I'm sure there were days that she was like, ugh, you know. But she was able to stick with it for that long. That's really remarkable.
Not to be outdone either, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention our own heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, who has had one job, one career, her whole adult life, and it's been with us here at WFHR. And we are humbled and thankful to that.
Yes.
Pam's been doing this 40-plus years and everything.
Yeah,
and,
Pam, you've only got 30 years left to match.
No, yeah, that's it. That's all you got, Pam. You got this, Pam. You got this. It'll be I'll be here still. I'll still be here probably. As far as, well, I say that, but, yeah. You know, Civic probably has something to say about that, too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I think she's in a meeting. I don't think she heard us, so we're good. We're okay. We're safe.
That is a wild story. I mean, congratulations to Mary.
Yes.
Congratulations to her.
I hope Mary McCoy is her real name, too, not a radio name.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
That would be really cool. Another good story of the day. 18,000 fans sang the Star Spangled Banner at an NHL game on Monday, and most weren't even Americans.
What?
The singer's mic out at the Maple Leafs game in Toronto went out, so the crowd joined in, and it was in Toronto.
Toronto! How about that?
That's pretty dang cool.
I have been.
Thank you, Canada.
Yes. Thank you, Canada. It's very nice of you. Canada's so nice.
I like the idea of doing thank you, Canada, to the tone of blame Canada.
Yeah.
Thank you, Canada. Thank you, Canada.
Oh, man. You're mean. Anyway, I was at a minor league game down in Charleston, South Carolina, the River Dogs, which is a really cool
name.
It's a great name for a team, yeah. And we had that happen where there was a recording. It was just a recording and it didn't work. Everyone spontaneously started singing it.
Crowd.
It was so cool to be part of something like that. In fact, we actually got a little blurb, I think, in Baseball America, the weekly baseball newspaper/magazine. So that was kind of cool.
That is really cool. I like that. A woman in Australia was angry after her husband forgot to buy a lottery ticket with the numbers she's been playing for 30 years. So the next week, he tried to make it up for her by purchasing two tickets with the same set of numbers. Both tickets hit for $1 million, so they ended up winning $2 million.
Oh my god!
I didn't know you could do that. You could win like twice with the same ticket.
I didn't know that either.
Or the same set of numbers
with a different ticket. Yeah,
I guess that makes sense. But that's how little lottery I play. I didn't even know you could do that. That's pretty cool.
If like two different people did the same numbers, they would both win. Yeah, so that makes sense.
I guess that does make sense. Yeah, I just never thought about it. That's how little I think about the lottery.
Oh, I'm with you. Totally with you.
Yeah, good on them.
Yeah,
and she will never hear the end of that.
Nope.
I don't know if it's worth the extra $1 million. I don't know because she will never hear the end of this now. See what happens when I forget to do things, honey?
Yeah.
We become millionaires.
Yeah.
Like I would never, I'll be honest, I would never let that go because I will mess things up in life. And every time I do, I will have that in my back pocket.
Yeah.
Like I forgot to take the garbage out. Yeah, but remember when I forgot something else and look what happened.
Yeah, well, see, now you get it to the point where it's just a look.
Yeah.
They know exactly what you're thinking, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you're so right about this. You're so right. There's a crazy video going around of a soldier from New Zealand volunteering to fight in Ukraine. He was raiding a building held by the Russians when he found a Ukrainian friend he thought had died.
Whoa.
He had a helmet cam running, so you can hear the excitement in his voice when he realizes who it is. It happens about 30 seconds into the video.
That's amazing.
If you are in need of something throughout the day today to kind of give you some hope, to give you some idea of does hope still exist? Is there still hope in the world? I don't know. That video did it for me.
That's great.
It did it for me. I hope it does it for you too.
Can you imagine? Of all places. And you get to see, that's a wonderful story.
In the one moment, in the one place, when the last thing on your mind is that.
Exactly.
And that happens.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Yep.
That's incredible. Also want to touch on this one. A town in Massachusetts threw a surprise birthday for their oldest resident last week. Her name is Herda Senhaus, and she turned 112.
Whoa! A surprise party?
Yeah,
I hope it was a mild surprise.
Let's hope so. Yeah. Apparently.
Because you're still going strong.
You're still going.
Yeah.
A woman in Washington State hit the Powerball last month and just came forward to collect. Turns out she works for Boeing and only bought a ticket because the jackpot was $747 million. 747. That same week, Boeing had just delivered its last 747 jumbo jet, so she thought it might be a sign. The jackpot grew a little bit after that, though, so she ended up winning just under $755 million.
Oh, the math didn't work out, but she ended up with more money.
Yeah.
So that's not bad, right?
Not bad. That seemed to be all right. It seems like an all right thing. Seemed like it worked out. A guy in Oregon just got snowed in on a remote road and didn't have a cell service, but he had a drone. And how clever is this? He attached his phone to it, typed out a text to his friend, and flew it high enough until it got service.
Oh, wow.
So then the text went through.
Yes. Oh, that's smart. That is brilliant.
Masterful.
Desperation,
sir,
is the mother of invention. I'm telling you.
So is. It yeah. so is. It truly is. I have a quote on the mm-hmm. board here. Necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite things. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's the perfect radio quote. I think that it's so much yes. of live radio, so much of great radio mm-hmm. happens because of necessity. And because
absolutely, we got to fill some time.
Yes.
You got to do this or that. Yeah, no, you're 100%, man.
Or you're working with tech that isn't, you know.
Is it working all the way?
The
yeah.
greatest or something like that. You're just kind of like stretching or doing this or whatever. That's the essence of radio right
it
there.
It is, and live radio, yep.
That right there is a very similar situation.
Yes.
Well done, sir.
Very smart.
I hope more people remember that may need it.
Yes, although I'm many people travel with a drone.
Yeah,
but hey,
I don't know how many people do that.
If
yeah,
you do.
Yeah. Maybe that's the next thing that we have in our cars. I don't
rescue
know.
Drones,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Let's not put St. Bernard's out of business, though, okay? Let's not do that.
Well, they have brandy drones.
They do, yeah. A cemetery in Iowa used to have two geese named Bud and Blossom, a male and female that were mates. Sadly, Bud passed away, and then we did this story a little while ago.
Yep, mm-hmm.
The cemetery recently posted a personal ad looking for a male goose for the lonely widow domestic goose seeking a life partner for companionship and occasional shenanigans.
Yes, that was. I remember that one.
Someone with a goose named Frankie came forward and lost his mate, so they brought them together to the cemetery on Valentine's Day last month. Now Blossom and Frankie are inseparable. This story has an even bigger happy ending, too, though, because I believe that they are making more swans.
Oh, wow.
I believe that is
Look at that.
I believe that if I'm reading it correctly here, that's what's happened.
That's what they got into some shenanigans, apparently.
Yeah, right. Nicely done, sir. We don't get to do follow-up stories very often.
No, we don't. That was a good one.
God, that was a good one. That was good. Nice wrap-up by you. We will be back tomorrow with more Morning Show, everybody. Mm-hmm. Seth, have a great day.
You too.
Have a great day out there, everyone. Stick around for Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio.